Lakers superstar LeBron James is apologizing for his tweet calling out the Columbus, Ohio police officer who shot and killed 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant. Last month, James tweeted, "You're next," with a picture of the officer and the hashtag accountability. He later deleted the tweet, saying it is being used to fuel hate. On Wednesday, LeBron tweeted an apology saying he fueled the wrong conversation and owes it to Bryant to change it. He also included a link to a Vox article that explains the social and historical context of the shooting. The Milwaukee Common Council is approving a $750,000 settlement in a lawsuit brought by former Bucks player Sterling Brown. The settlement over his 2018 arrest, in which he was taken to the ground and shocked with a taser, was approved on Tuesday. The incident started when Brown was approached by police over a parking violation, noting in the lawsuit that police used excessive force and targeted him because he was black. The Washington Wizards are making a statement with their team photo this year. All of the players ditched their traditional uniforms for black t-shirts with words that read accountability, equality, and justice in white letters. Guard Russell Westbrook wore a shirt that read accountability, saying, "The significance of this year is bigger than basketball, and he's grateful and excited to be a part of the first team to do something like this since he's been in the league." The International Olympic Committee is banning all Black Lives Matter apparel at the Summer Olympics. Athletes could face disciplinary action if the rule is violated due to the committee's ban against any political, religious, or racial propaganda. The IOC has expressed concerns over the risk of external pressures on athletes and putting them in a position where they may be forced to take a public stance. After postponing the event last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Japan will host the 2021 Olympics at the end of July. With the latest in sports, I'm Morgan Wood.